as I say, my life has been like that. That's how I've become involved in activities. PTA in here, when I first began to have children here in the 40s there. Chestnut Street Junior High School there. The principal, my boy didn't want to go to... oldest boy didn't want to go to the junior high school there because he was the only principal who wouldn't allow a parent-teacher association there in Springfield. And I went to a couple of mothers. So we had a lot of Polish people in our area and French parents. And I remember we went to Ms. Stasilowski and a couple of us. And I said, she said, they were having the same problem with their children. They didn't want, they want to go to Iron Street School, schools that were out of the area. I said, no, 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 you go to your neighborhood school. And they weren't going to go. So many of us, I said, to tell you what, let's get a hold of the organizer, the PTA. She said, well, yeah, you should be allowed to go to any school to organize. So, you know how we did it? I said, well, I'll go down to the city council. It's the first time I went to city council in my life in the public area to ask them, do we have the right to organize a parent-teacher association in any school here there in Springfield? I think, Danny Breton was a mayor then, way back those years. And anyhow, he said, I remember they looked at the guys and said, of course, if you have what the PTA wants for set up in the amount of people, of course you can organize. I said, well, but they want to know why I asked the question. I said, because I said, I got some parents here with children are going to go to Chestnut Street Junior High next season who don't want to go. Because they, I understand he forbids a parent-teacher association in this school. I said, so we came down to see if we had the legal right. Oh, they said, absolutely. Well, that meant a little battle, but we got the PTA at Chester Junior High School. The kids went up there. And I learned then to work with other people. We needed things done in the north and in the city, and it meant getting things done, new, better housing, better programs in the school, and that's when this busing started. I was so angry at the busing. All we asked was had the same programs as out in our other territories around Springfield, Agawam, East Longmont. They were, children were going to great places. We'd read about it. We wanted our children in the north end of the city to do the same thing. But they thought it would be fine. Busted some of the children to Longmeadow and different areas, and parents were aghast. We didn't want the children, but they liked it when they got there. They had nice places. The schools were nice. But we went out in the end. We know we wanted them back in Springfield area. We didn't want to go to the suburbs. And so over the years, people's problems, if they weren't part of mine, caused me to be a part of their problems. To let's see if we can't solve it. If it's wrong, it's got to be righted. So if it wasn't school, it was housing. If it wasn't housing, it was just where you were at. The landlord, we had, I was in a lot of landlord tenants' rights over the years there, back in the 40s and the 50s, who lived in disgraceful housing that paid enormous rents. That was getting tenants' rights, and where we had right to organize to against the landlord and stuff. These are the things that... made life a little better for where we lived at, the lower income people, and it kept you doing things to make your city a better city.